The Senate plans to vote today on an outline of President Bush's budget. It's not clear if the budget will include the full tax cut that the president proposed or anything close to it. The president wants to slash taxes by $1.6 trillion over 10 years, but Republican leaders are beginning to acknowledge that they may fall short of the president's goal. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Capitol.
President Bush has picked up an old saying to describe his philosophy. He says government should do a few things well. Turns out many senators want government to do a few more things. Senators have added money to the president's budget for farmers and scientific research. Republican Senator Bill Frist requested extra money to battle AIDS.
Inaction will be measured in millions of lives. Lives lost, families destroyed, and economies ruined.
Then there's Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who got the votes to add $13 billion for health care. All this money and a lot more is coming out of a portion of the budget President Bush has called his contingency fund. Back in February, in a televised speech, the president told the nation there was plenty of money in the budget to allow his tax cut with hundreds of billions of extra dollars left over.
We should approach our nation's budget as any prudent family would, with a contingency fund for emergencies or additional spending needs.
Turns out the emergency is now. The president needs every vote he can get. Some Republicans don't want to commit to the budget until they get guarantees of higher spending for what they consider important programs. Most were easily accommodated, but the contingency fund may not be big enough to accommodate Vermont Republican Jim Jeffords. He's demanding at least $180 billion for special education programs. To find that money, Jeffords has voted with Democrats to reduce the size of the president's tax cut. On Thursday, Majority Leader Trent Lott and Vice President Dick Cheney both met with Jeffords. They couldn't change his mind. Last night, Senator Jeffords lounged at his desk in the back row of the Senate. He smiled and talked with a Democratic colleague as he watched the debate. Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison had the floor.
We are squeezing down the tax cuts, and I don't want married couples in this country to think that it isn't important for us to eliminate the marriage penalty.
Hutchison managed to increase the size of the president's tax cut by $69 billion. A little while later, Democratic Senator John Breaux managed to shrink it again by $70 billion, with an amendment for still more education spending.
Well, the contingency fund has been gone. Agriculture, defense, and everything else has ate it up. If you want the $70 billion, there's only one place to get it, and my amendment provides the one place to get it by reducing the tax cut, so I would ask my colleagues to support this effort.
Several moderate Republicans voted yes. Democrats continued pressing to reduce the tax cut even more, which angered Utah Republican Bob Bennett.
This is raw politics aimed at the president's political standing. It's not good for the economy. It's not sound budgeting. It's not the right thing to do.
Bennett was one of three Republican senators who emerged in mid-afternoon to tell reporters that Democrats were undermining the president. Of course, they acknowledged that the only reason some Democratic amendments were passing was that a few Republicans are defecting. Asked if their fellow Republicans were undermining the president, the three senators began gesturing at each other to answer first.
Well, she's the vice chair.
Senator Bennett finally stepped to the podium.
I do not question their motives at all, but I do think the leadership on the other side has taken advantage of their policy differences with us.
With the help of a few Republican moderates, Democrats remain determined to narrow the most important item on President Bush's agenda. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, the Capitol.